Jay.
And welcome back to the Grits and a Brit podcast. Mm-hmm. As y'all probably know by now, I'm the Grits. I'm the girl raised in the South. And my husband, Jay, is the Brit because...
I was born in the UK, in London.
You had to think about that for a
minute. I did. Yeah. We're actually recording this late at night. So yeah.
It's not that late.
It's late for me. Yeah, late-ish. Okay. So that's my excuse for my brain being kind of...
So before we get into really anything today, we had a bit of news in the past few days.
We did.
We got an email that on September 19th, we hit number 43 on the comedy improv podcast charts for Apple Music in the UK, which is... insanity. We've only done 3 episodes and we've hit a chart in the UK, just like
Apple chart.
Apple podcast chart.
Yeah. Like, top 50.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. First chart placing and it's in the top 50. I can't even believe it.
I think we've dropped down a bit since then, but
yeah, that was still
September. Yeah. I'm going to take it.
Thank you, UK listeners. Yes. Thank you all listeners. Yeah. Be sure to like, subscribe and
tell your friends.
Yeah, keep it coming. Maybe we'll hit another chart sometime soon.
That would be good.
That would be awesome.
Top 20, top 10.
Yeah. I could talk about this the whole podcast,
we need to move on.
So before we jump into today's insanity, which is Cockney rhyming slang, Jay, would you like to recap what we talked about last time?
Let me see if I can remember. We did. Yeah, I know. Every time you say to me, would you like to recap? I'm like, I can't remember. I can't even remember. I have a breakfast this morning. Anyway, I think we did pronunciation. We did a little bit on pronunciation, how that words are different, how we pronounce words differently in the UK and the US. We also did a little thing about picks on the phone. The thing we started off with was, what is your last pick on your phone? And I think yours was something about pumpkins.
All the pumpkins.
Pumpkins, yeah. Too many pumpkins. There's too many pumpkins.
And yours was proof that you don't know how to cut your own hair.
Yes. I need to get someone to cut my hair. I'll get you to cut my hair.
I was about to say, you got a wife right here.
Yeah, what else is a wife for? Cutting your hair. I mean, come on. Yeah, okay. So cutting my hair. Too many pumpkins, I think. Yeah, that's basic it. To be honest, go and have a listen. If you haven't listened to podcast 3, have a listen. It's really good.
We recommend.
Even though I say so myself, it's really good.
We recommend. We're still kind of joking and laughing about it.
Yeah, we are.
There was another word I wanted to bring up in this podcast, and now I don't remember what it was. I don't remember. Oh. Since we're talking about pronunciation and what we talked about last time, no lie, the other night you were getting ready for bed. What was the last thing you did before you went to bed a couple nights ago?
Brush my teeth.
No.
Wash my face?
No.
I don't know. What did I do? I can't remember.
It involved a towel and the bathroom and I'm trying to get you to say, I want you to say the word
because I can't remember the word.
You had a shower.
I had a shower. Okay. Yeah.
No, that's not how you said it.
Shower.
Yeah.
Shower.
He's like, I'm going to have a shower.
I'm going to have a shower.
I was like, I'm sorry. A what?
I've forgotten. I'm like, what was I doing with a towel in the bathroom? Wait, what? Do we need to be telling this to people? I mean, what was I doing with the towel in the bathroom? What?
Don't. Yeah. Oh my God. The point is, shower.
Shower.
You did not say shower. You told me you were going to have a shower. And I'm like, what is a shower? There's three other consonants in that word.
Shower. Yeah, I did actually. Yeah. So,
words that you don't pronounce.
Like shower.
Like I do.
Like shower. Like I does.
But yeah, Cockney rhyming slang. That's another thing that we definitely don't, I would say it's not pronounced, that something we don't see eye to eye on, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, Cockney rhyming slang. For those of you that don't know, we talked about it in the first episode, I think. We did.
Briefly,
we mentioned Scooby. Scooby-Doo. The phrase being, I don't have a Scooby.
But I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves because I know that you have a really awesome activity planned for our Get to Know You section,
which is becoming the regular thing before we start the podcast. I mean, we're a minute or two in here. Well, a few minutes in. But yeah, yep. I'll get to know you. So we've done a few get to know yous. And as we said, we did two truths and a lie to start off with. And then the last one we did was the picture on your phone. Mm-hmm. So today, I think, what did I come? Oh, yeah. It's the if you had a warning label, what would your warning label be? Which I think is quite good. Mm. I think that's a good one. What would your warning label be? Yeah. So let's give that over to you. So, I mean, I can sort of guess what your warning label would be. Yeah, I've got a...
I think I know what my warning label
okay,
is.
Okay, good.
I think my warning label would be approach with caution, moody when tired.
Oh.
Is that what you... that just exactly, say that's what yes. you were thinking.
I was... Oh. When you're tired, you're somebody else. It's like,
but
oh.
not okay. But I'm not like evil. Like nope. it could. When I say moody, nope. it could be any mood. Like it could be
yeah.
like
yeah.
weepy. I could so. Be crying yeah. a lot. I could be like lazy, or I could be angry. But that's not. It's not usually that. I'm usually just like I give up.
Yeah,
I give I think up. So. I'm so tired.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you not agree that would be my.
Yeah, I think be careful when she's tired. Yeah. If she hasn't had any sleep. Oh.
Okay, but I feel like I run on tired though. Like I'm yeah, tired every day.
Yeah.
It's when I'm exhausted. So yeah. I would clarify by saying like, yes, I'm moody when I'm tired, but yeah. I would say moody when I'm exhausted.
Okay. Yep, I'll give you that. You can yeah. still run on empty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like I run on empty every day.
All the time, yeah.
But what about your, I know mm. what yours, what your
I mean,
label would be.
I'm quite a nice guy, to be honest. I don't think there's any... What? What are you yeah. laughing at?
You are a nice guy. I'm not Thank disagreeing you. With I'm, that. But I mean, what I is your warning label? Don't say you don't have a warning label.
I mean, I can't think of anything that oh, pops
my
into my head.
God.
I can't think... I can't.
Okay, well, let me educate you then.
Okay, you educate oh. me.
I didn't even mean to say educate. I don't know where that came from. Your warning label is mm-hmm. volatile when hungry. Do not approach. Not approach with caution. Do not approach. Seriously.
I'd have to agree with that, actually. Yeah, I'm... Yeah, if I've not been fed, yeah. I have to be fed random times of the day to make sure that I'm kept in touch with the food levels.
Yeah. Yeah, this is 1,000% true. Like, he is the poster child for, you know, those Snickers commercials where it's like, you're not you when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Like, Snickers needs to reach yep. out to you
yep.
because you are like the definition
the poster
of you're not you when you're hungry.
Different person when I'm hungry.
We have had to start keeping snacks in the car so that you don't go like...
Laying out all my secrets now. We have snacks yeah. in the glove compartment. Yeah.
Yes, we've had to keep snacks in the car. We've also had to implement a numerical scale. And this is so real because
it is. Yeah, people
if
might
he
not
says
it.
Something that's a bit off color for him, that's not like him, I yeah. will literally go like, okay, I want to get like really mad and like snap, yep. but I have to go, wait a minute, what number are you at?
Yeah.
And he knows what number I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The number on the hunger scale.
Yeah, the hunger scale. So zero is yeah. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
10 is get me food now.
No, I would say get me food yesterday. Like, yeah. Get me food like 5 hours ago.
Yeah, I need food.
Like anything above five, like, okay, you get to five, I'm like, okay, I'm going to need to feed
Five's
him in the
bad.
Next hour or so.
Five's not bad.
If you get to like seven, it's like, oh, dinner should be probably finished in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If you get to 10 or like, God forbid, a 12, it's over.
12's over the top. 12's off the scale.
Like,
if honestly, I'm at a 12, we're in trouble.
You might want to put some tape over his mouth and yep. keep him out of public.
We're in trouble.
When he is that hungry.
Yeah.
So.
I think so.
You love your food.
I do. I like a little bit of food. Just, if I'm hungry, it's just... I don't feel right. I feel like I'm a little bit sort of not myself. So, yeah, it's just, yeah, I need a bit of food.
A little
I mean,
not
most
yourself.
People are like that. Most people are like that.
Okay, a little not yourself. Okay,
yeah.
We actually had, I'm not going to go too far into this, but we had an emergency situation a few years ago. And you were in the hospital.
I was.
You needed a surgery.
I did.
You woke up from your surgery. You could barely talk.
Yeah.
But my mom was there.
Yeah, I think that's the only time that you enjoyed it when I was quiet. I wasn't able I wasn't able to repeat and get back to you.
That's not true. But you woke up, my mom was there, and she asked you the typical in the hospital question, can I get you anything?
Yep.
And you, first words after your surgery, you can barely speak. And you're like, Big Mac, large fries, apple pie. Like, first words you said after your surgery.
Seriously. I remember it well. Yep.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, it's food is a thing for you.
Yep. Such a Big Mac. I love a Big Mac. Oh. Apart from the apple pies over here are different.
They are.
Apple pies in the UK are they're like fried. They're really nice. Yeah. And over here, they're baked.
Yeah.
So it's very different. So as far as the apple pies go, I mean, I have an apple pie. I'll have an apple pie, but I prefer the UK apple pies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, loves you a Big Mac.
I do.
You're not yourself when you're when
I haven't had a Big Mac. Hank Marvin. Proper Hank Marvin. A little bit of a Cockney rhyming slang there.
There it is. There it is. That's today's topic.
Yep.
There it is. My arch nemesis. Cockney rhyming slang. You think it's easy. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, it rhymes if we're thinking of rhyming slang. The one we talked about again in the first episode, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo rhymes with clue. So if I said to you, I don't have a Scooby, it means I don't have a clue. Because usually we'll take the last word off. So Scooby-Doo, Scooby.
Okay. But that's my problem. You don't say, I don't have a Scooby-Doo. You say, I don't have a Scooby.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not giving me the whole phrase. Scooby does not rhyme with clue.
Yep, I'll give you that. But if you're from London, where most people use Cockney rhyming slang, or if you watch the movies, you'll get it. You understand because you've heard it used. Unless it's the movies where there are some terrible, terrible Cockney accents, terrible London accents.
Do you want to go there with Don Cheadle?
Oh, Don Cheadle. Oh, if anybody watches, what was it? Ocean's 11, was it?
Ocean's something. Yeah.
Don Cheadle's English accent. Oh, please. Oh, no. No, it's the worst English. All right, Governor. Hello. Oh,
but it's funny.
No. No. He should have had more voice training.
I think it's for comedic.
If it's for comedic, he succeeded.
If it was deliberately comedic, then
if it's deliberately comedic, that's good. But if he was trying to nail the English accent, no. A bit like Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. All right, Mary Poppins, how are you? No.
That's not good?
No. No, it's like, no.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a good accent. I don't think it was anyway. What's the other one? I'm thinking about Cockney movies. Oh, My Fair Lady with Audrey Hepburn. That's another example of Cockneys in movies.
But that's actual Cockney, right? That's a good accent.
Yeah. It was a good accent. It's a good movie, but it's to explain to the listener. If you want to think what a Cockney is or where Cockneys come from, if you watch that movie, you can see street sellers, market sellers. They're on the street selling flowers. That's where Cockney originated. Amongst the sort of lower level of people in the 1800s. And they used Cockney rhyming slang to confuse people, to confuse the police, to confuse the higher up.
Yeah, well, it's because confusing me. Yeah, it does. It does. How am I supposed to know that it's, I don't have a clue when all you give me is Scooby? How is anybody supposed to know that? That's my problem with Cockney rhyming slang. And we'll get back to the history in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem with Cockney rhyming slang is it's a puzzle. You're not giving me all the pieces.
This is true.
And you expect me to figure out what you're saying.
But if you're from London, you would know.
But I'm...
You're not... Yeah, I get it.
As your American wife, how am I supposed to know? And I know the point is you're not supposed to know.
We've had this. I've said a few things to you. I think when I first started using Scooby, I don't know what Scooby. I said it's rhyming slang. And you actually worked out Scooby-Doo. So I think now you've actually started working. I'll say something.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll actually say to yourself, what does that rhyme with? And I'll see you thinking.
It's an equation. It's an equation in my head. You say something like, I don't have a Scooby.
Yeah.
And then you tell me it means I don't have a clue. So I'm like, Scooby plus something equals clue.
Yeah.
And the something must rhyme with clue. Oh, yep. Scooby-Doo. Like,
exactly.
I have to work it out.
Exactly. Good. I mean, there's lots of, we're talking about Scooby-Doo a lot, but there's lots of Cockney rhyming slang phrases and words that are really popular.
I said Hank Marvin.
Hank Marvin.
Yep.
Starve. I'm proper Hank Marvin.
I'm proper Hank Marvin. I'm starving.
I've said it many times in the car.
I'm proper Hank Marvin.
Proper Hank Marvin. And Hank Marvin, I think, was, if I remember rightly, was a member of a band in, I think, the 1960s or 70s. And his name sort of was synonymous with Hank Marvin because starving, it mm-hmm. rhymes with starving.
Yeah.
I think you use a similar thing over here.
We do, actually. We say, I'm starving like Marvin.
There you go.
In songs and stuff. I assume it's the same Hank Marvin. But yeah, you say proper Hank Marvin, and proper we just Hank say, Marvin. I'm starving like Marvin.
Yeah. So there's lots of phrases that we use. Mm-hmm. Some of them are older phrases, and they've come up from the past, such as loaf. Use your loaf. I mean, that's something.
Loaf of bread.
Loaf
head.
Yeah, you'll have to explain this at all. Loaf of bread head. So someone will say to me, use your loaf. What? Oh, so use your head. So
loaf of bread. Yeah.
And these ones have become very popular, and they're used daily. They've come into modern language. They're not thought of as Cockney rhyming slang. Another one would be boat. Look at the boat on that. So boat.
Boat race face. That's the only way I can figure it out. I have to tell myself the whole phrase. Boat race face. Like, even if he says it in a sentence, I just have to be like, boat race face to get to where he's trying to lead me. But I know we're actually getting kind of low on time, and I know you wanted to go into the history a little bit. So you want to give us...
No, I mean, I think I've gone over it a little bit. It's just, as I said, basically 1800s, people who are lower class, like the market sellers, people who sold flowers in the streets, traders in the streets. As I said earlier, they wanted to get a language and speaking where people would know what they were saying. People being the posh people, the upper class, the police would be coming for them, and they would say things like, oh, my friend's just gone down the frog with his trouble.
Frog and Toad Road.
Yep.
Trouble and Strife Wife.
Yep.
I do not approve.
Would you Adam and Eve it?
Adam and Eve believe.
Good. Would you believe it? So there's things like that. Butchers. Take a butchers. You've got to have a butchers at this.
Butchers. I know it means take a look.
Yep.
Butcher's hook.
Yeah. Butcher's hook. Take a butchers at this. I need to cut me barnet. Me barnet. Oh, I need to cut me barnet.
Bonnet or barnet?
Barnet.
Yes, because that answered the question.
Barnet.
Bonnet. B-O-N-N-E-T?
No, barnet. B-A-R-N-E-T. Barnet.
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 I don't even know what that is, so how can I possibly know?
Barnet Fair.
Barnet Fair. Hair?
Yeah, Barnet Fair hair.
Barnet Fair hair.
And the other one we mentioned, I think in one of the other podcasts, was Porky's. Porky pies.
Lies.
And that, again, is one that's very common and has come into the modern parlance. So a lot of people use it without even realizing that it's Cockney rhyming slang. So telling porkies. She's telling porkies, or he's telling porkies. Porky pies.
Lies.
Good. So that's Cockney rhyming slang in a nutshell. I mean, we could have gone on for hours, but...
Yeah, we'll probably do another episode, either maybe the next episode or just kind of save it for later.
Yeah.
Very brief introduction to Cockney rhyming
very
slang.
Very brief, but yeah.
But very interesting and insightful as it well, is. I think.
Especially if like the listener watches the movies. It'll give you a little bit more of a sort of inside feeling to these types of movies.
But I'm just, as we're discussing this, I'm just thinking, you know, our peak audience at the moment seems to be UK. And they all know
They all know
this
anyway.
So they're probably just going to be in the reverse. They're not going to be educated. They're going to be laughing at me going, ah, they don't know it. But
yes, but hopefully we're going to
enjoy
a few more people from around the world. I mean, we've got listeners in Mexico.
We do have listeners in Mexico. Claire and the girls.
Yep.
Hello again.
Yeah. And I know we've got a couple of listeners in Brazil as well.
We do, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they'll be sort of educated on the Cockney rhyming slang. Good.
But again, we might bring it up in another podcast, but
we'll see how
I think
it goes.
We do need to kind of wrap it down now so we don't go into the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit late. Is there anything else we need to go over or talk about?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I think we'll wrap it up. And I think you should say goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye, Chris.